Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And I hope you check out the website for my book, ageofthecustomer.com. I think you'll like it. I know you'll like learning about the age of the customer, and I hope you'll like it enough to buy the book. Having a great visit with two of my favorite people on the planet, Donald Hunter and Clara Villarosa. DonaldHunterFinancial.com is his website. ClaraVillarosa.com is Clara's website. And they're here to help me celebrate Black History Month. And Donald's got to go. He's got some other stuff he's got to do. So we're going to let him go first, then we're going to say goodbye to him. One of the things I want to ask you to this segment is, what advice do you have for the Black community going forward about how can we be more productive? How can we be more positive? How can we be more constructive? How can we take the best from the past and turn it into the best for the future? Donald, what do you think?
I think traveling abroad and seeing how the rest of the world works, and I think when you travel abroad, you gain a better perspective on where your home, the United States. I think also education.
What do you think a Black American would discover if they traveled abroad? When they travel,
I think they would discover that people, some of the experiences that they have in this country, they see abroad. I think that they will see that the United States is actually a wonderful place to be from.
Yeah.
The kindness of the American people, the generosity of the American people,
and that's a revelation. That's a revelation, Donald, that everyone, Black, white, or purple, would get when they travel abroad, isn't it?
Yes.
Go
but
ahead.
I think it would be especially helpful to the Black community.
I hadn't thought about that. That's a great perspective. All right, go ahead. Keep going.
I would say education, and I would say continuous education is the point I'd like to make, and not just think that you graduate from high school or college, that you continually, once a year, at least take one class where you're continually growing, reading books in all kinds of categories, and then not being afraid to reach out and try new things that maybe you've been told in the past you can't do, right? Don't take no for an answer.
Be entrepreneurial with your life. You know what entrepreneurs do, Donald. They do things they didn't know they weren't supposed to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Einstein said, "Whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, it can achieve."
Right. I agree. Hey, Donald, I know you got to go, and I'm going to do as I promised and let you go. Thank you so much for being here. I'm glad we know you, and I hope you come back again real soon.
Thank you. Bye, Clara.
Bye, Donald. Good luck to you.
See you next time, Donald. Clara, thanks. I'm going to, same question to you. What do we got to do going forward?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Yes. If I was going to speak to the Black community, I agree with all of the things that Donald said, and I think let's add on to them. But for Black people, I think we really have to get out of being from our silo and being so insular. And that when we're in the company with others who are different from ourselves, we have to engage them and have conversations with them.
Mm-hmm.
When you tend to be working in your own environment, you stay to yourself, most African Americans, and don't share as much and don't talk as much. I'm saying let's get out of that because you can enrich their environment so much.
Right.
Bringing something to them that they didn't see, they didn't know before.
Right.
So do more interaction.
Mm-hmm.
That's one. And then the second thing, when you think about where you are, my grandmother says, put your bucket down right where you are. So whatever skills, whatever talents you have, try to find ways to share them within the community.
Mm-hmm.
Donald said about education, if we as a collective decided that we wanted to improve the education of our youth, we could do this on our own.
We don't could do need it. I agree. We don't need the government, do we? I agree with that 100%. Claire, I've got to wrap it up. I've really enjoyed having you here. You and Donald both are so great, and it's a pleasure having you here. I love what you're saying, Claire. Keep up the good work, and good luck.
All right, thank you.
Come back again real soon. Claire Villarosa, ladies and gentlemen, put her.com on the end of her name, and you'll find her website and her beautiful picture, I promise you. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.